Morning Pensacola, Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
I was working in the lab late one night when my eyes beheld an eerie sight. For my monster from its slab began to rise, and suddenly, to my surprise, he did the monster mash. It was a graveyard smash. It caught on in a flash. He did the monster mash.
I mean, this version of this song is good, but I prefer the Motley Crue version.
What? What? This one is the original.
Don't you? I'm joking. Don't you wish?
The Motley Crue.
Don't version. You wish there were, though? You know how, like, everybody does Christmas songs? You know, wouldn't it be kind of fun to have, I don't know, like, a Pearl Jam Halloween?
I was thinking Metallica. Okay. If we're going to go down this road.
I mean, you know, it just, you know, if we're going to get some really, you know, maybe not necessarily hot, but accomplished, distinctive sound, we could do the compilation album where you could have all the different songs. You know, you could have like, I haven't thought about this in advance, so I'm not quite sure who would do what, but, you know, Tubular Bells brought to you by, I don't know, Enya. I mean, no, you're not feeling that one? Okay, we'll come up with better suggestions later on. All right, so here we go, 437-1620. Can we actually start the show? No, I don't know. Is it ever too late to start the show? What was the thing I was going to... went right out in front of me, so there we go. Listen, I have to say this. Milton has been... and. Weirdly, almost drama free.
Okay, I recorded that.
I know.
So
I've been
that
watching...
way I can play it over and over.
So you say, well, why haven't we had a Days of Our Milton in a while? I mean, we had Days of Our Pensacola yesterday or the day before with the Sanger Theater kerfuffle. Where's Days of Our Milton? Well, I mean, I'm not going to say Milton is boring because it's not boring. They're actually doing interesting things, and we'll talk about it in a second. But they're not doing it with all the bickering and fighting and. Nobody's risking getting thrown out or thrown in jail or anything else.
Maybe I need to go to a meeting and just...
stir some stuff up?
Yes. Nah. Hello, my name is Andrew McKay.
I've always said I would be thrilled to have our most dysfunctional local government not be. And I'm not saying we are there yet. I'm just, you know, it's been pretty calm.
So you're
calm.
Saying you're proud of them?
I am, yes.
Okay.
Yes.
I just want to clarify.
Yeah, so here goes. We're getting a new fire truck in Milton.
Oh.
I can also tell you the current rescue truck that it is replacing in 2024, it was in the shop more days than it was on the street.
Yeah, it is that time that we get ready to replace the rescue. We replace the rescue every 10 years. We replace the engine in the intervening 5 years every 10 years. So we... have a 10-year rotation cycle on all our apparatus, and that keeps us current and keeps us with a rescue that's reasonably serviceable. The current rescue that we have is in service today, is working, but as Ed says, it's been out of service more than half of last year. And so it's sorely in need of replacement. The new vehicle that we're proposing will look almost identical. It's configured almost identically to the one we currently have, which has been a very effective design for our department. It's on a Ford F-550 chassis, as he says. We would propose to purchase this through the Sourcewell competitive bidding process, through the Sourcewell agreement. The purchase price would be $436,411 with a 100% prepayment. Discount of $12,661.
All right, so Chief Johnny Rebel talking about the new... It's for those of you who don't know the equipment names, you know, a ladder truck is one that has a ladder on it, okay? A pumper truck is one that has a water pump on it. I know this sounds like I'm being condescending, and I'm really not trying to be. But people don't know this. And a rescue vehicle... doesn't carry water and doesn't have a ladder. You say, well, what does it do then? Good question. It carries all kinds of specialized equipment for situations like extricating people from cars. You've got collapsed tunnels or rooms. You've got, you know, high angle rescue, weird situations. It's a different kind of vehicle. In fact, I'll tell you a little super insider fire stuff. If you live anywhere near W Street, Marcus Point Baptist Church, that truck number 3 that you see out a lot, they call it the squad. It's a rescue truck. It's got that's what it is. It doesn't carry water. It carries all this other gear for everything that fire people ought to do or might be called to do other than put out a fire. Because they do get called out to do all kinds of other stuff. And, of course, you know, if you have a fire in a structure, then the structure might collapse or whatever. And then you need specialized equipment. I mean, you can't if a roof collapses and there's people inside, spraying a hose on that, it's not going to solve anything. You know, you've got to get in there with jacks and shovels and, you know, separators and I don't even know, the jaws of life kind of stuff. So anyway, just, you know, that's something that, you know, they've got the 2 apparently trucks. I don't know how many trucks Milton has, but, you know, Chief Rebel was talking about there being, you know, one was a pumper truck and one being the rescue vehicle. Okay, second example of boring but good government. You know, Chief Jennifer Frank has been, honestly, has been fantastic. She has, you know, no offense to the former chief, but she's just on fire for a police chief. You know, she's like really come in and done a lot of things. One of the things she's been doing is going around and getting grant money to just improve things in the department. And so the city doesn't have to pay for stuff like new radios.
And there's a very unique opportunity. Florida has not done this before. This is their first time. They were able to recoup any of those unspent funds. Some cities or departments have been assigned funds that they were supposed to use for projects. Neither their projects came in under budget and or they just weren't able to utilize them because they couldn't get certain grant requirements. Because of that, there was a small pot of money available back to the FDLE. They allowed certain departments to go ahead and apply for those grants based on that request. It's the first time they've done it, and so because we spearheaded that process, we were placed as one of the 2 top critical elements through that. In that, I requested portable radios. As you guys know, it's absolutely important for us to start improving those.
Yeah, so, I mean, you know, getting some grant money to come from the state where there's a program where they've basically clawed back a bunch of money that had been given and hadn't been used or hadn't been used fully, and that creates a pot of available money. But there was a real quick deadline on all this money.
One of the elements in our grants that I noted was that we had already put the effort in to apply and to purchase 3. I bring that up because I just want you to understand the value of your support and how that really made a difference in this grant. Chris Williams specifically said that they were not honoring grants of people who needed people or departments to get them out of their problem. They had created a problem, they had a hole, and they were not funding those. But because the city had shown that there was an issue, that we were actively taking steps and had already contributed funds to that, that they would place us in one of those top 2. We did get that grant process. It's a $41,438.85.
Nice. So they got a grant from the state for $41,000 for new radios that was available not to cities who were kind of, you know, they had messed up and they needed the money because they had misbehaved somehow or other, but to cities who'd actually done their jobs. And in this case, if I put it all together right, I think the city had bought 3 radios and now they're buying 5 more, but the 5 more are coming with the grant funds of $41,000.
But here's the unique element of that. Because it is federal grant fund that they have to encumber, we have to get the money today, we receive the money, and we have to expend it no later than next Wednesday because that federal grant is closing because it actually should have closed October 1 of this year.
Yeah, and just a note, the grant closed October 1st, but this was actually at the meeting on the 14th, and so it was the 22nd was the deadline, which of course is now passed, but I'm a little in arrears catching up on some of this audio. But still, this is great news. This is really good. This is good governance. You know, she turns out to be a fantastic hire. I don't think we're all that surprised, but, you know, much better than expected in terms of the things she's accomplishing.
Because of that, we couldn't wait until the next council meeting. So we've received that money, $41,438.85. I applied for that on September 22nd. We received notice today. We received it. And if the council is willing to accept that money today, we'll be able to accept it and expend it out and purchase 5 new portable radios for the department.
Nice.
No funds come from the city of Milton. No matching requirement. No expectation.
Congratulations.
Awesome. Yeah, you know, it's fantastic. And then the third kind of story that came out of this particular meeting that I thought was interesting was, and this is not an agenda item, this is not an action item, this is not anything that was a big deal, but it is one of my, I don't know, pet objectives, if you want to think of it that way. You know, sometimes we care about big things, sometimes we care about little things. I care about aesthetics a lot. You may have picked up on that. I think that how a place looks is important to its overall health and happiness and whether you love a place. Ugly places are hard to love. And so, you know, the ugly spots of Pensacola or, you know, Milton or the county make us less attractive, desirable, and just enjoyable. So I like everything to be pretty. That means I like trees. That means I like, you know, art. That means that I like, for example, retention ponds to look like features, things that you might buy a subdivision, you know, home because you like the lake, as opposed to these ugly, terrible eyesores that we hide behind chain link fences, sometimes with barbed wire to make sure that we keep people out of the ugly thing that we made. You know, I think that retention ponds ought to be turned into features. I've talked about this a lot, but it was kind of neat to hear it come up in the meeting. Vernon Compton, a former city council member, who continues to be very active in local government.
Another item I think that there's been a lot of good discussion about is how do we do even better with stormwater ponds and making them amenities for communities? So instead of a sort of fenced off eyesore in a neighborhood, how do we make them more like a park?
Yeah.
Where they're not as steep and deep. You still have water, but maybe a lower fence, some trails and benches, gazebo. So they become a neighborhood amenity or a city of Milton amenity.
I'm 100% on board with this. I have seen it with mine own eyes, biking around in Baldwin County and, you know, that area. They don't have the same rules for retention ponds that we have. They are, I don't know how to describe it to you other than if you've not seen it, you don't realize it doesn't have to be this way. You know, it's a little bit harsh, but you know, it's like growing up in an abusive land development code. And, one day, you know, you go see a healthy marriage, right? Yeah. A healthy land development code. And then you're like, oh, it could be like that. Yes, it can be like that. It doesn't have to look like this. It doesn't have to look like bleep. It can, you know, it can actually, ponds and storm drains and everything that you build around the management of rainwater can actually serve to beautify your neighborhood instead of serving as so many of the things in Escambia and Santa Rosa do to uglify them. You know, it's just, it's terrible. And, you know, Santa Rosa, I think, is starting to get this. Escambia seems to be slow to take up this idea, although when I've talked with Wes Miranda about it, he says they're trying to do more of this. I just know that there's a pretty vivid example of the old, dumb, ugly way of doing this near my house in Oakwood when and we put that retention pond. We took out a park and put in on Sarah Drive and put in a retention pond, which is a good project. It's a good stormwater project. And then the dreaded day came when they put up a chain link fence all around it. So now instead of driving by a park with trees, we drive by a hole in the ground with chain link fence around it. Come on, we can do better. Well, not to be outdone by common sense, but Buddy Fisher, who I do not know, but he got up and spoke and said, now, y'all be careful if you take away the fences.
In regards to what Mr. Compton is saying, only stormwater ponds, I have known lawsuits of people getting drowned by lower fences, places where kids can get into them, and things of that nature. So we need to consider that when we start into this negotiations with these ponds, council. Thank you.
And I understand the concern, but again, somehow or other, Baldwin County manages to do it. So let's just figure out what they're doing and do that. That would be a massive step up. 523 on News Radio 92.3, informative local, cold, 46. My carmometer said 47. You know, some quibbling, but it's in the 40s right now. It's not shorts weather today, but it will be because later it's going to be in the 60s at least, you know, so it's whatever. But just right now, it's a little bit of a reminder that winter is coming.
Fall is here, and White Sands Electric wants to remind you it's the perfect time of year for safety upgrades, like replacing that antique breaker panel or adding surge protection. Also, it's getting darker earlier, and White Sands Electric wants their commercial clients to know their 42-foot and 65-foot bucket trucks and their 126-foot boom lift can take care of virtually any exterior lighting repairs or upgrades. Call 850-433-6080 or visit whitesandselectric.com today.
eBay has reinvented vehicle buying. From click to curb, everything's covered. Ever try to buy a car online and end up in a parking lot with a stranger and some blind trust? That era is over. Now with Secure Purchase, eBay isn't just where you find your car. It's where you buy it, start to finish. Title, financing, registration, delivery, It's all built in. This is the modern way to buy your next ride. On eBay. eBay. Things. People. Love. Secure purchases powered by Caramel Dealer Services, LLC. An eBay subsidiary.
It all comes down to this, folks.
Yep, the entire season is on the line.
But my throat has officially thrown in the towel.
Sounds like you need Vicks VapoCool Drops. They're max strength, hand vaporized sore throat pain.
Whoa! These VapoCool Drops hit fast!
Speaking of fast, did you just see that play?
Yeah, he vaporized that ball.
That pun should have come with a penalty.
Vaporize sore throat pain with Vicks VapoCool Drops. Use as directed. VapoCool.
Want to win tickets to Florida State home games? Download our News Radio Pensacola app, then tap that app.
Tap that app
to enter Monday through Friday on News Radio 92.3.
Did the Exorcist about 167 times, and it keeps getting funnier every single time I see it. Not to mention the fact that you're talking to a dead guy. Now, what do you think?
You think I'm qualified?
A 25 lighters on my dresser, yes, sir. You know I got to get paid.
Good morning, 525 News Radio 92.3. I'm Andrew McKay. It's a Pensacola Morning News. David Wayne is in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
Well, good morning, Andrew. We are now in day 31 of the government shutdown. Still no end in sight, and the Senate has adjourned until Monday. So that leaves millions of low-income Americans wondering just what's going to happen with their SNAP food benefits here this weekend. Open enrollment for Obamacare starts tomorrow with new premiums now posted on healthcare.gov. The plans are expected to rise an average of 26%, but analysts warn that costs could jump 114% if the tax credits expire.
Yeah, but it doesn't really matter what prices they put up there. The issue is the subsidy.
Right.
You know, the issue is what is or is not the government going to do and how much for people who, you know, qualify for or would have previously qualified for government subsidy on their Obamacare, because nobody's buying Obamacare full tilt. I mean, unless they have no other option. It's so expensive. Anyway, go ahead, sir.
And Sean Combs is now in federal prison to begin his sentence for prostitution-related charges. Yesterday, Combs checked into Fort Dix, a low-security prison in New Jersey. He'll serve 2.5 years there after being convicted here earlier this year.
Okay, I want you to read that story one more time. Just read it one more time.
Sean Diddy Combs is now in federal prison to begin his sentence for prostitution-related charges. On Thursday, Combs checked into Fort Dix.
That's the part you want to stop at. Let's just leave it there and not say anything. I just don't think you could make up a more, well, let's just leave it there, okay? 527.
You think that was on purpose?
I
a judge with a sense of humor.
I'm 10 or 12 inside, and when I heard you read it, I thought, come on. All right, David, thanks so much for the update. 528 on News Radio 92.3. I'll just leave it at that. Speaking of, I don't even want to say it. You see, Prince Andrew has lost his title and his royal lodge over his friendship with Epstein and the allegations that he, you know, molested a young girl and, you know, lied about his connections with Epstein and all this, kind of been an ongoing saga for the royals. And so they stripped him of his title. They stripped him of his land, his, you know, everything. You know, he's not, what I don't know, and I don't understand the metaphysics of royalty. But, you know, in my understanding, the idea of royalty is that you are a different race. Like, you're not Homo sapiens, you're Homo sapiens plus or Homo royalis or something. You know, like, you have different blood and you pass on the blood. And by blood, people are royal or not. And without the right blood, then, you know, like, there's, like, what's the theory here? I've never really fully understood it. It's always struck me as profoundly bizarre. Because, you know, like, for example, you would have the authority to make decisions or rule and reign, although that's been chipped away at quite a bit over the years. It's mostly a ceremonial role when it comes to the British royalty, the longest standing monarchs, like 1,000 years they've got it going, you know, going back to, William the Conqueror or whatever. But anyway, the idea that power inheres in you by virtue of you having a certain blood that you inherited, as opposed to, say, I don't know, winning an election. You know, which is how we think of you getting power. We go to the ballot box, we make a choice, and then based on the rules and those choices, somebody acquires the power to make decisions. No, well, not so much in England. I mean, yes, because, you know, obviously Parliament and the Prime Minister, they make the real decisions. But the theory of blood, titles, and donorship is that you're a different race of human. There's something better, superior, God-chosen about you that puts you apart from everybody else and makes you better than them. And, you know, it's a weird kind of racism. You know, when you think about it, it is kind of racism. Royal, not royal, first class, 18th class, you know, whatever they think that it is. Now, we all have a little echo of that in thinking about my family versus other people's families. There's a little, you know, hint of that same thinking, but we don't think we're a different race than everybody else. And, you know, the royals kind of do. And so it's a weird system all around.
Fox News, I'm CJ Pop. A missive from President Trump on Truth Social as the government shutdown hits 31 days.
It is now time for Republicans, he wrote, to play their Trump card and go for what is called the nuclear option. Get rid of the filibuster and get rid of it now.
Fox's Doug Luzader, that was part of a long post on the site. Republican leaders in the Senate have already turned down that idea. Senators have gone home for the weekend, while about 42 million people are set to lose their SNAP benefits tomorrow. That's federal money to help them pay for groceries. Air travel is questionable. Transportation Secretary Sean Duffy.
A lot of our people can go through the midst of one paycheck, and it's hard for them, but a lot of them can get through it. None of them can get through two paychecks.
About 13,000 air traffic controllers missed their first paycheck this week. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning, 531 at News Radio 92.3. Right now we've got 48 degrees. It is a nice and cool morning here in Pensacola today. Now, Visit Pensacola's latest report shows a significant increase in tourism, with about 2.5 million visitors spending over $1.3 billion in our area. President and CEO Darren Schaefer expressed satisfaction with that growth. He said that the collection of more than $22 million in tourism development dollars for Escambia County reflected their success, but attracting larger events is still a big challenge due to limitations at the Bay Center. Canadian visitor numbers have declined. Schaefer said that going forward, efforts to welcome Canadian travelers, despite a broader trend of reduced cross-border travel. On a positive note, Visit Pensacola gained over 52,000 social media followers and saw more than 3.3 million website visits as well. Well, it's Halloween. Escambia County wants residents to celebrate safely. Parents are reminded that they should plan trick-or-treating routes in well-lit neighborhoods, supervise kids under 12. It's also important to wear visible costumes, use crosswalks when crossing streets after collecting candy. Make sure to check for opened packages. Drive cautiously if you're going to be out and about while trick-or-treating is going on. Well, Pensacola police say they busted four men breaking into vehicles on Romana Street this week.
After we were made aware of it and got these guys, there were four of them. We did recover some property. We also discovered that they actually started their crime spree out in the county off Michigan Avenue. So the sheriff's department was involved in that as well. But this is another case of where people are just not locking their cars.
That's PPD's Mike Wood. He says it's a good reminder to keep those vehicles locked, as the suspects were just trying door handles and rummaging through anything unlocked for valuables, specifically looking, he said, for cash and firearms. Well, relief flights are now arriving in Jamaica. Flights have arrived in Kingston, Montego Bay, St. Mary. American Airlines sent two 737s from Miami to Kingston yesterday, carrying team members and relief supplies, and bringing back people who wanted to get off the island. Consul General of Jamaica, Oliver Mayer, said some items were pre-positioned.
We're going to need help, cash donations, to be able to buy building materials, building supplies, to repair the roofs, or to rebuild back total homes if necessary.
And Food for the Poor had a couple hundred disaster kits on the ground in 12 of 14 parishes. Global Empowerment Mission was also out and about. It's 5:34. Let's get a look at our Channel 3 forecast.
Quite the chill to start your Friday morning with temperatures in the 30s and 40s here first thing. But as we go into the afternoon, those temperatures will climb into those upper 60s. Lots of sunshine in store going into tonight, dropping into the 50s and then back in the upper 60s and low 70s to start the weekend with lots of sunshine. I'm meteorologist Marion Caldwell with your WEAR First Morning Weather Update.
Thank you very much, Marion. And right now we've got 46 degrees in Pensacola, our next new and clear skies. Our next news at 6. We've got breaking news anytime it happens. I'm David Wayne for News Radio 92.3.
I'm Nicole Murray with Your Money Now. Korean semiconductor giant Samsung said it plans to buy and deploy a cluster of 50,000 NVIDIA GPUs to improve its chip manufacturing for mobile devices and robots. Samsung added it will work with NVIDIA to tweak its fourth generation HBM memory for use in AI chips. Apple has reported fiscal fourth quarter earnings that beat analysts' expectations and provided a strong forecast for the company's December quarter. CEO Tim Cook told CNBC that the current quarter, which ends in December, would see total company revenue grow between 10 and 12% on a year-over-year basis, largely due to the strong demand for the iPhone 17. In its third quarter earnings report, Amazon said revenue at AWS increased 20% to $33 billion. Amazon Web Services is the world's top provider of cloud infrastructure, but is facing intensifying pressure from competitors, including Google and Microsoft. Futures are moderately higher after upbeat tech earnings reports. That's Your Money Now.
Thinking of refreshing your home for the holidays? Good news! Jonathan's Flooring can help. Now through the end of November, Jonathan's is offering a special deal. They'll paint any interior room, walls, and trim up to 12 by 12 feet for only $299, including paint. Select from a large variety of colors, and rest assured, Jonathan's delivers first-class workmanship. To set your home's refresh appointment, stop by Jonathan's Flooring on North Palafox, just south of 9 Mile Road, or online at jonathansflooring.com.
Florida State and Wake Forest.
Get for yourself if you've never been there. Pensacola Harbor, right downtown at 20 East Gregory Street. All right, coming up next hour at 6:20, we will have the early service for the Transgressors Memorial Service. And why did Bill Gates get canceled? Oh, yeah. No, this is a really big story. I know we have not talked much about it, but Bill Gates is on the outs with the woke crowd. Find out why in the Transgressors Memorial Service coming up in about 20 minutes. We'll see you then.